biggest conversation, LBC 97.3.
I tell you what, my heart really goes out to anyone who falls into that category of being unemployed in that 18 to 24-year-old bracket. I mean, I wouldn't know what to say now to someone who falls into that kind of category. Maybe it's you. If it is, 0845 6060973. How are you coping at the moment with the prospect of not getting work? The TUC have released figures over the last hour, and they reveal that the number of 18 to 24-year-olds out of work has soared by 874% since 2000. It's gone from 6,260 to 60,955. And the TUC this morning is saying that this has gone up by 264% in the last year alone. Now, I'm always very aware that when people work on radio stations and host shows like this, sometimes we quote a lot of numbers, and sometimes the numbers do become a little bit irrelevant. Let's just work on the basis that long-term youth unemployment continues to rise. The TUC are also saying this morning that wages for young people have fallen in real terms since the year 2000, whilst they've increased in other groups. And this study by the TUC, who obviously do have an agenda, I mean, you know, they does what it says on the tin, the TUC, but this study, which are ahead of new unemployment figures out in the next 24 hours, also showed that youth unemployment has risen by 78% over the same period. Everything is going up and up and up. And my question to you this morning, for the first part of our show here on LBC 97.3, is a very simple one. And then I'm going to ask you what the solutions might be, because if you're a regular listener to my show here, you will know I'm not a typical sit here and chuck the insults and the brickbats about. I occasionally like to find the odd solution. I'm looking at these figures this morning, and I'm beginning to wonder whether or not we have abandoned our youth, because there's a massive chunk of our society now who must be feeling utterly hopeless, who must be feeling totally rejected, who must be feeling that they have no part to play in today's society. Now, if you compare us to other European countries like Spain, where youth unemployment's massive, it's about 50%, and other European countries, we're not that bad off. But that's not important in many ways, because here's a bloke sitting on the radio going, well, in Spain it's a lot worse. But if you're living in London at the moment, and you're an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21, 22, 23, 24-year-old, and you're long-term unemployed, you don't care what's happening in Spain. You want to know what's going to happen to you and your life. You see, I come from a generation, I've been lucky enough that when I left college, and I never went to university because, one, I was too lazy to think about it, and two, maybe I was just a bit thick, so I never went to university. But I was lucky enough to be from a generation that when I left college, I was able to find a job. And I didn't work in media or radio. I started off working in a warehouse for about 6 months. One of the best jobs I ever had. Then I did a stint working as a waiter. Then I did a stint in an industrial kitchen. I had various kinds of jobs before I could actually decide what I wanted to do with my life. I was able to find work. And all right, I was living at home at the time. You know, I would have been 18 years old, paid my mum some rent, but I was able to find some work, get some money, and kind of like exist. But not now. If I was an 18-year-old coming out of college, if I was a kid coming out of university, chances are I would struggle to find work. And the TUC this morning is saying the number of young people unemployed for more than a year has increased almost ninefold over the past decade. So are we abandoning our youth? Reese is in Kent and is on LBC 97.3. Reese, what's your story?
Hello, Duncan. You all right?
Very well, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm another 16-year-old that's been out looking for work for years now, years. Every weekend, most weekends, handing out CVs, trying different places, retail, stacking shelves, not necessarily in the shops, but in like the warehouses and things. Mm. And it's just there's just no hope, and it's so difficult for someone like me.
So what kind of responses do you get, Reese?
Usually, like I think with the previous email, is that they ask for previous experience, However, without giving the first opportunity, there's no experience that you have in order to give to the employer.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound... I've got to choose my words carefully here because I don't want to upset shelf stackers. But you sound like an intelligent bloke. You know how to stack a shelf, right? You know, or you can certainly work to a set of instructions. So, you know, how hard is it? And it must kind of break your heart when you go for a shelf stacking job or something in a warehouse. And I've done warehouse work, you know, and it's boring. You just move boxes around. You don't need the Einstein to do it. And to be told that you don't have the experience just must make you feel utterly hopeless.
Oh, it's absolutely terrible. It's almost demeaning. It's that I've gone through school, worked really hard on my GCSEs and everything, got half decent results, and still you can't be you don't get the opportunity to do anything yet. Like you said, as simple as shelf stacking. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, who do you talk to about this, Rhys?
Well, luckily at school there's quite a few kind of programs which get younger kids involved in part-time work and things. I think it's called Connections, especially in Kent, and they help a lot. And like I go to them most weeks and just say, is there anything about, because they get told about local jobs for youths in the area. And no, but that's not really happened at all. And when something has come up and they've said, oh yeah, you're right, you can do the job, but we need you to work weeks. Well, I'm at school, I'm still in education. So, yeah. And they're like, oh well, we can't just give you a weekend part-time job.
Why can't they do that?
I don't know, it's to do with hours and I don't know, really. Like, it'll be much more beneficial for them, and they'd not have to pay out as much, and for someone that would work for the whole week, and therefore not just someone that rocks up at the weekend and does 8 hours.
And how does it make you feel, Rhys? Because this is what I want to try and do. I want to try and get inside people's heads a little bit this morning. And, I mean, I can only kind of refer to my experience in the past when I was looking for work for about 7 weeks, you know, and I felt after week two, I felt, you know, pretty hopeless and pretty down in the dumps and stuff. You're a guy, you're 16 years old, you got your life supposedly stretching out ahead of you, and at the moment, you know, you can't even get a job stacking shelves. So how do you feel as a young bloke?
Well, I'm not too sure, to be honest. It's like, I think that relates a lot back to, and it's quite, I don't know, it's a bit of a different conversation, but people like me are so stereotyped. There's one crazy person in London, whoever that my age, that went and stabbed or something or whatever, and then all of a sudden all youths of the day are crazy, dangerous people.
Well, do you know what? You say it's a slightly separate conversation, but I think this is very valid conversation. You feel that all 16-year-olds, and yourself
all 16-year-olds, they loiter,
yeah.
they cause trouble,
yeah.
they don't do anything for
yeah.
society.
You don't have any respect, you don't like old people, you spit in the street, you do all of that, don't you? That's the kind of stereotype.
We're not going to give someone that comes up here in a job. I mean, I came up to a shelf stacking interview in a suit.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to come up in like their company's fashion clothing, just in case that I might get stereotyped or anything. I came up in a suit, and I actually got the mickey taken out of me for overdressing for the interview.
Yeah, well, that must knock your confidence, because I mean, you know, I'd expect you to do the same, all right? And I'd expect to, you know, I've got children, but they're not your age; they're a lot younger. But if any child of mine was going for a job, shelf stacker or otherwise, I'd say put on your best suit or whatever and go along. You do that, Rhys, because I think, and I'd argue, most people listening to this radio station would say that was the right thing to do, and then they take the pee out of you.
Yeah, it was. Quite terrible.
Well, that must knock your confidence.
Oh, well, especially as seen as I'm going out of my way. Like, yeah. I live in quite a secluded area, therefore I have to rely mainly on mother's taxi service to get around, which isn't too good for her. But when she can drop me into the local towns, I go around handing out CVs, and then I get laughed at like that. It's kind of,
well, it makes you wonder. It made me wonder, why do I bother?
Definitely.
And answer me this is my final question. Do you feel, and I'm intrigued that you mentioned this kind of stereotype thing, do you think that's a big part of the problem, that there are employers who just categorise all 16-year-olds as the same kind of person?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, listen, go on.
There are definitely a whole community of people. I don't want to, like, stereotype myself, but, like, the older generation.
Yeah.
That are... Me and my friends are walking to the shops one day, and there's an elderly couple walking towards us, and they crossed the road. They looked at us, crossed the road, and then continued walking.
Right.
And then crossed the road back onto the side that they were previously walking on.
Why do you think they might do that?
And we're like, well, I think it's definitely speculated far too much in the media about how younger kids are bad and should be locked up and how they're, oh, God, all this awful, awful things that, well, quite frankly, is really untrue. It is a tiny, tiny percentage of people. You go anywhere, in a town, in anywhere, and you speak to any 16-year-old, and you will find one in 100 that will give you grief.
Yeah. And yet, in the meantime, you know, you'll just, you're tarred with the same brush. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
In the meantime, yeah, there's 99 of us that are genuine people, generally want work, generally don't cause much, any trouble to society. And we can't get a job as a shelf stacker.
LBC 97.3.